Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. A Connecticut appeals court has upheld the felony murder conviction of the mastermind of a botched robbery and home invasion in Sharon in 2012. In Saturday's edition of the Republican American, they had a story on a ruling that was released on Friday. The three-judge panel of the state appellate court rejected all the claims of Niraji Patel, including the trial judge improperly admitted into evidence the jailhouse recording between a confidential informant and a co-conspirator. Patel is serving a 40-year sentence for a felony murder and several other related felony convictions. Hiral Patel received a 35-year sentence in 2017. Shyam Patel, Najel Patel's younger brother, was sentenced in 2017 to 1 year in prison for interfering with police. In Cornwall, Connecticut, the dialogue continued on a request for the Board of Selectmen to support an open space state grant sought by the Conservation Trust. No decision has been made. The topic will be raised again at the next meeting on January 22nd. In Ulster County, New York, Executive Mike Hine will soon leave that post. He's held since 2009 for a position in Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration. The Poughkeepsie Journal reported that Cuomo nominated Hine to become commissioner of the State Office of Temporary Disability Assistance, the major agency that oversees the state's welfare and food stamp programs. A massive resort and indoor water park in the Catskills will be set to open in late March. The Cartwright Resort and Indoor Water Park next to the Resort World Catskills Casino in Thompson, Sullivan County, will open just in time for the spring break, according to the owner. The hotel will feature 324 all-suite rooms. Indoor water park can be the largest in New York, stretched over 2 acres, with 15 water slides and coasters, a wave pool, lazy river, and indoor beach. The facility is being managed by Benchmark Global Hospitality. By the way, the resort will also include an arcade, spa, and 8 restaurants and bars. The indoor water park will be covered entirely by the world's largest Texan transparent roof and heated to 84 degrees year-round. The Salisbury Board of Selectmen are having their meeting in Town Hall. That happens tonight at 5 p.m. Sharon Housing Authority and Expansion Corporation has their special meeting. That is tonight at 5 p.m. at Sharon Town Hall. The Salisbury Conservation and Inland Wetlands Commission is meeting tonight at 6:30 at Salisbury Town Hall. Meanwhile, the Board of Selectmen in North Canaan, their meeting starts at Town Hall tonight at 7 p.m. The Sharon Board of Selectmen regular meeting will be held tomorrow at 2 p.m. at Sharon Town Hall. Falls Village Canaan Board of Education meeting tomorrow at 6 o'clock at the Lee H. Kellogg School. Noble Horizons Free Fall Prevention and Balance Series will begin on January 9th, 10:30 to 11:30, and run weekly through February 13th at 17 Cobble Road. To register or more information, 860-435-9851, extension 190, or noblehorizons.org. Ink and a Bit of Water, an exhibition of illustrations by Carl Jayette on William View at the Two Walls Gallery at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village. A selection of work taken from 3 of his children's books are on view, depicting characters Ernest and Telford. The community is invited to the opening on January 9th from 4 till 6 p.m., as well invited to the student reception and artist talk on January 9th, also at 1 p.m. Town of Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission will have their regular meeting on January 9th. That will be at 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Open mic night number 2, VFW Post 5444, will happen Wednesday, January 9th, 7 till 10 p.m. at the VFW Route 22 in Dover Plains. Hosting the event, Pat Mann. All are welcome to attend. Musicians and singers will perform all types of music. Amps, PA system, and mics will be ready for you to play. More information at 845-877-6300. An aquifer protection public hearing will be held at the Canaan Town Hall. That comes up on Wednesday, January 9th, beginning at 7 p.m. The North Canaan Board of Finance meeting on Wednesday, January 9th. That meeting, 7:30 till 8:30 at Town Hall. Thursdays, January 10th through March 28th, the Rojan Library presents popular senior balance classes taught by Paul Spector, M.D. Classes are free for all ages. You may attend as many or as few as you wish. It runs from 9 until 10 a.m. on Thursdays. More information, rojanlibrary.org. A book launch, Jack Kelly's The Edge of Anarchy, will happen on January 10th at Oblong Books in Rhinebeck, New York at 6 p.m. Organizational meeting for the Wissahick Fire District of the town of Amenia in Dutchess County, New York, will be held on the 10th day of January at 6:30 in the evening. The regular monthly meeting will immediately follow. Meetings will be held at the Wissahick Firehouse, 27 Firehouse Road in Wissahick. The annual town meeting for North Canaan has been scheduled by the North Canaan Selectmen. It'll be held on Thursday, January 10th at the town hall, beginning at 7 p.m. North Canaan Board of Education has a meeting scheduled for January 10th, 7 until 8 p.m. at the North Canaan Elementary School. Falls Village will have their town meeting on Thursday, January 10th. That will start at 7 p.m. The town meeting will take place at Town Hall, 108 Main Street. Housatonic Camera Club hosting an opening exhibit of new works on Friday, January 11th, 5 till 7 p.m. The exhibit is open weekends 11 to 4 through February 17th. Music in Common presenting monthly community meetups on the second Friday of each month at various locations throughout Berkshire County. The first session will take place this Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Railroad Street Youth Project in Great Barrington. Berkshire Theater Group presents I'm Going to Graceland, an adaptation of Paul Simon's 1986 album, on Friday, January 11th at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield. More information, berkshiretheatergroup.org. Friends of the West Stockbridge Library presenting a lecture on how you can have fun solving crossword puzzles, featuring author Michelle Arnott, on Saturday, January 12th at the West Stockbridge Town Hall, State Line Road. It begins at 10:30. Boy Scout Troop 23 in Great Barrington recycling Christmas trees again on January 12th at the Home Sweet Home Donut Shop on Stockbridge Road in Great Barrington. Suggested donation of $5 is recommended, and in exchange, you'll receive a coupon for a free donut and coffee. They can also pick up your tree by leaving it curbside along with a $10 donation in a Ziploc bag. Tinsel, nails, wires, and discarded ornaments must be removed prior to disposal. More information at 413-329-7065 or on the web, bstroop23.org/trees. Sharon Park and Recreation offering youth gymnastics on Saturdays, offered to Kent residents as well through a cooperative effort. Ages 7 to 12, Saturdays beginning January 12th, continuing through February 23rd, 1 to 2 at Sharon Center School. More information on registration can be had at 860-364-1400. An improv comedy workshop for beginners will take place January 12th, 2 to 3:30, in the reading room at the Kent Memorial Library. The CTV 192 team will guide participants through 5 improv exercises. To sign up, visit the library's front desk or their online calendar. The documentary filmmaker series Cat Rescuers will be held. Cat Rescue in New York City film and director's talk on Saturday, January 12th at 4 p.m. at the Scoville Library. Momix at the Warner Theater, January 12th and January 13th. Tickets or more information on the main stage performance at 860-489-7180 or warnertheater.org. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad on Sunday, January 13th has their pancake breakfast at the firehouse from 7 until 10:30 in the morning. The Monterey Community Center at Main Street Road on Route 23 presents the second screening of their historic talk replay series, The Men Who United the States, Sunday, January 13th at 1 p.m. It's free, and you're welcome to make a monetary donation. More information at 413-528-6888. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 23,433.16, the NASDAQ at 6738.86, and the S&P 500 at 2531.94. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.